Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dundee. If you have questions or you just want to find out more about something, please drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and of course, find me on @DavidDundee on the social media channels. That's DavidDonde, and the podcast, as always, fmr.co.za. I know what you're thinking, AI this and AI that. Before you tune out, there's an update on some AI that is actually useful to you and no need to learn or adapt anything. See, I got you to hear me out. Well, if you're still listening this far, that is. I no longer use Google as a routine search engine. After trying all of them from DuckDuckGo to every other competitor to Google, I'm still using Perplexity AI, which I spoke about some time back. The odd thing is, all these months later, it's still my default search engine, and that hasn't happened to me since Google came out. Type a search term in, and it will scrub the net and give you a compiled answer. If, say, asking for an evaluation of something, it will concatenate and summarize in a way that is either right or fortunately quite obviously wrong, which is getting rarer and rarer, I must say. It is almost always right. The odd occasion that it isn't, it now has simple editing of your original question on offer right there at the search bar with a quick revision fixing things. What I really love about it is that it quotes the references that it uses as little subscripts, much like an academic article would. And clicking these pops up a fresh tab with the source content, making research or surfing a real breeze. I use the free version, with the paid version allowing follow-up questions, but the free version and its suggested follow-up question links built in are more than good enough. And almost always the questions offered are the ones I want and use, and of course they're free. Another feature I love is the sidebar has a history of your recent searches if you need to go back. Interestingly, unlike when using Google, I'm not getting targeted for ads for stuff I recently searched for anymore. To use it, browse to Perplexity AI, and there you are. You're done, and you're using it. Instead of typing in google.com, you type in perplexity.ai. That's perplexity.ai. And to make it your default search engine, either on mobile or on fixed, you simply go into the settings of whatever browser you are using. You put in the perplexity.ai URL. You can still go to Google anytime you want to by typing google.com, of course, but why would you want to? This fits into the category neatly of it just works. That's Perplexity AI, and that's it for this week. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or just to comment, david@fmr.co.za, and find me on @DavidDondee on most social media channels. That's DavidDondee, and the podcast on fmr.co.za. FM.